Paul, I'm sure you're disappointed. Your reflections on that today?
Just as I say there, I think, you know, the balance of the game, you'd probably say, in my opinion, we were probably the second best team on the pitch, if the truth be known. I thought, especially in the first half, that Oxford were excellent, you know, caused us no end of problems. And we stuttered today for as strong as we looked on Tuesday night. You know, it was probably as weak as we looked today, and that's football. So, you know, I've been around this game long enough to know that, you know, what makes you good can make you weak. And today we didn't look as good as we have done of lately, you know, in terms of, you know, solidity, in terms of creating chances and opening them up. You know, and that's the disappointing thing, but you must give Oxford credit. You know, I thought Oxford were excellent today and probably certainly deserve to get something out the game. Whether a win is the right result, that's for others to say.
Competing with the PA system here, so bear with us just 2 seconds. Overall, what do you think the reasons are behind that slow start today, or do you just think it's just one of those things that happened?
They were better than us. We don't go on a pitch and say, let's start bad and let the other team have the ball.
Sure.
We couldn't get near them. You know, great credit to Oxford. They've got some good players in the team and probably the best team, without a doubt, to come to Fratton Park this year. But there's 19 games to go. And the big thing for everyone is to keep focused on what you're doing. You know, we've got big games coming up now, none bigger than Morecambe a week Tuesday night. You know, and that'll be what we're sort of the bounce back ability that we have. You know, it won't be the Bournemouth game next Saturday that'll define our season, that's for sure.
In the end, it was a little bit of quality, wasn't it, from Jordan Barry?
Oh, listen, they've got good players right throughout the team. And, do you know, I felt the game become a bit nervy. And, you know, we had the best chance of the first half, believe it or not. Mark McNulty's one was cleared off the line, but we never opened them up. You know, we never got going. We never looked as fluent as we normally do. And you must give Oxford credit for that. I thought they were excellent today. And as I say, I felt they deserved, maybe not the 3 points, but certainly deserved not to get beat. So that's for other people to say.
Unfortunately, in the grand scheme of things, it almost renders it irrelevant. But just how good was Ryan Fulton's penalty save and then the second stop as well?
I couldn't care less.
I thought you might say
with
that.
The best will in the world, I couldn't care less.
What did you make of his debut today?
He's a young boy. These young lads have got to play. They're going to get better. And, you know, great credit to Ryan. He'll have enjoyed his debut today. And, you know, certainly, again, if you look at the balance of play, how many saves did he have to make in the game? You know, for as well as Oxford have played, I keep it up, make many saves. You know, and that's what the difference is sometimes, them little bits and pieces. But Oxford look good today, and they are a good side, and I'm sure that, as I've said before, it'll be hard to get above them, but we must keep going and believing.
How difficult will it be now to overhaul them?
Well, they've got to start losing some games, and we've got to start winning some, haven't we, Sean? I don't know what you was like at maths at school. I wasn't bad.
I was average.
Yeah, well, I'm average at best, so it looks easy to get above them.